Through the mechanism of sex, you and I came into this world to experience life. The same is true for all living creatures on planet Earth. Sex is nature's primary channel for procreation, preservation, and evolution. All living things procreate, multiply, and perpetuate their kind through sexual intercourse in one form or another. The primordial creative energy in sex transcends procreation. Indeed, the primordial creative energy in sex transcends procreation. Unfortunately, many men and women, being unaware, unknowingly dissipate and thus fail to avail themselves of the innate superlative powers of their abundant sex drive. And this is one primary cause of mediocrity. The following chapters will empower you with the esoteric knowledge of sex. It presents the secret mechanical basis of sexual energy. It is no surprise that sex is in constant focus and hype. This is because sexual desire is not only inborn, it is also the strongest desire in man. An intense desire, whether for sex, money, politics, or sports laurels, is creative potency seeking expression or outlet. And you have a choice of how and on what to invest it. The more intense the desire, the stronger the unseen forces propelling its actualization. Your thoughts, desires, and intentions, and the associated feelings and emotions they generate in you, are creative energies differing only in their coloration and eventual route of expression or outlet brought about by the transforming action and power of your mind. And sexual desire is no exception. In other words, the self-same creative potency projecting as tumultuous sex drive or sexual energy can, by a mere switch of intent and focus, become intellectual energy, money energy, professional energy, political energy, sports energy, spiritual energy, or whatever type of energy you need at any point in time. Sex, the carnal root of man's generation, can be the source of his degeneration, yet holds the key to his regeneration. When properly harnessed, the primordial powers of sex and its creative essences that initiate all earthly existence can be used to achieve anything you want. For in the source of this vital power lie also the sources of wealth, health, and genius. Quantum physics reveals that everything, including you and me and the entire universe around us, is pure energy, differing only in rate of vibration. Everything vibrates at its own specific rate, which determines its characteristics. Similarly, the great scholar, philosopher, and scientist Albert Einstein stated that energy can neither be created nor destroyed, but merely changes from one form to another. Einstein's energy theory, encapsulated in the universal formula E equals mc squared, shows that energy is matter, and matter is energy. Thus, everything is energy. Further analysis shows that on the lowest vibration, or dense spectrum, is solid matter, which can be seen and touched. On the highest vibration, or alpha spectrum, is subtle ether or spirit, which can neither be seen nor touched. Such energy vibrations are beyond the sensual perception of humans, but some domestic animals can sense them. However, even though we do not see and feel it, spirit essence enfolds and permeates all. In it, we live and move and have our being. What the ocean is to the fish, spirit is to man. Thought is creative energy, as James Allen says. You are today where your thoughts have brought you. You will be tomorrow where your thoughts take you. Physicality refers to things we can see and touch, such as houses, tables, our bodies, and so on, while spirituality refers to things we can neither see nor touch, such as thought, ideas, emotions, intentions, and desires. Thus, we live in a universe comprised of both the physical and the spiritual worlds. The one, we can see and feel. The other, we can neither see nor feel with our primal senses, yet exists. The physical dominates our awareness because we sense and identify with it all the time. But spirit, being imperceptible, is virtually ignored, yet everywhere present, potent and operative. Our universe is a countless assortment of potent energy fields of diverse intensities in constant flux. The spirit world begets the physical world. The mental world begets the material world. The kingdom within governs the kingdom without. Our inner consciousness creates our outer experiences. The outside world mirrors the inside world. As in heaven, so on earth, as within, so without, as above, so below. The one is cause, the other is effect. God created man in his own image and likeness. God is spirit, therefore the real inner man is spirit. As an essentially spiritual being, man is under the authority and compulsion of spirit. Man's primary origin and constituency is spirituality. When spirit enthrones and takes full dominion in man, his mind is at peace, his body is harmonized, and his affairs are ordered. Just as his creator, whose image and likeness he is, man is also a creator. Desire stimulates thought. Man creates through his thought and ideas held in mind. Thought is creative energy. Wherever thought goes, energy flows. To be alive is to create. Life is consciousness, the creative awareness of man. To live is to create, and what you create is up to you. Sexual desire is the most powerful of human desires. When driven by this desire, men develop keenness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creative ability unknown to them at other times. Napoleon Hill. Whenever a man is enthralled by a woman, and he wants her to have and to hold, a certain state of mind activates in that man. That state of mind is very potent, as it draws out the very best of the man's attributes of keen observation, imagination, courage, tact, persistence, and creativity into a coordinated battle plan to capture and possess that very object of his desire, the woman, even if for a fleeting moment. An intense desire activates mental activity towards its actualization. So strong and compelling is the drive for sexual contact that men risk their prestige, reputation, relationship, business, and even life just to indulge in it. When driven by this motive, the mind of man invokes a super ability for extraordinary action. This same state of mind can equally be used to achieve any other goal upon which it is directed, including wealth creation and accumulation. It is therefore imperative that this natural but tumultuous sex drive must not only be understood, it must also be controlled, reined in, and given balanced and dignified expression through outlets that enrich and uplift the total man. This can be achieved through a natural but conscious process of conservation and transmutation. If not, sex energy continues to find release through purely physical outlets only, and possibly through other less wholesome vents such as crime and drugs. Napoleon Hill advises us to tame the sex beast. Sex alone is a mighty urge to action, but its forces are like a cyclone. They are often uncontrollable. When the emotion of love begins to mix itself with the emotion of sex, the result is calmness of purpose, poise, accuracy of judgment, and balance. Sexual energy transmutation is a conscious rechanneling of this potent creative force, away from purely physical outlets and into other spheres of endeavor such as arts, intellectual, music, the professions, politics, spirituality, business, sports, etc. This you can achieve by not always succumbing to seeking physical sexual release each and every time you feel the urge for sex, even if your partner is sitting right there next to you, ready and available. You sometimes need to recognize, revere, and salute this creative potency surging in you as sexual energy at that very moment, and then redirect it away from carnal sexual gratification by simply switching your thoughts off sex and onto some other very important tasks you need to get done. The man or woman who expresses a high or excessive sex drive is not favorably looked upon in many societies. However, research reveals that men and women of superior accomplishments throughout history were personalities with highly developed sex natures. Take a mental survey around you, and you'll find that most successful people are also those with highly developed sex natures. Sexual magnetism or drive, when properly harnessed, is the key to greater personal success. Sex is a mighty urge to action, but its forces need control and direction. History reveals that for most men of wealth and power, the needed control and guidance came from a harmonious convergence of the desire for sex with the emotion of love and the excitement of romance, usually made possible through the modifying influence of a loving woman. When a man finally finds his rightful woman, the search ends as the butterfly settles. With the search for true love over, the scheming and dating that used to consume so much time, effort, mental and emotional energy all come to an end. Hence, sexual energy begins to conserve and sublimate as all attention and desire is not only invested, but now converge on the one and only woman in the whole universe that truly matters. And this is the real root of the modifying influence of a loving woman on a successful man. She is truly his Amazon, providing just the right admixture of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual solutions that satiate his quest for sex, love, and romance, thus inducing balance, the perfect state of mind for superior accomplishment. With such support and modifying influence from the right woman, coupled with an unfolding positive outlook on the future, a man becomes more responsible, focused, self-assured, and confident, and therefore more successful. He becomes truly aware of his foremost responsibility to work hard to adequately provide for the most important people in his life, the woman and her child. Indeed, behind every successful man, there is a woman. A woman looks at a woman to see what she is wearing. A man looks at a woman to see what she is covering. There is no drive more powerful than the desire of man for woman. And there is no motive more compelling than man's need to please his woman. Every man wants to appear great in the eyes of the woman, to be a hero. Every man wants to prove to his woman of choice that he is worth every ounce of her love, to be her knight in shining armor. When closely scrutinized, all of a man's actions revolve around this desire and this motive. Remove this motive and this drive, and there is nothing to fight for. That is the genesis of the power of women over men. No man is happy or complete without the modifying influence of the right woman. The man who does not recognize this important truth deprives himself of the power which has done more to help men achieve success than all other forces combined. Napoleon Hill. Sex is nature's primary mechanism for procreation, evolution, and generation. Sexual desire in man or woman is natural. Therefore, it should not be ignored, suppressed, or crushed. In creation, God made man and made the woman to keep him company and endowed them with differing yet mutually attractive physical and sexual attributes that ensure procreation and perpetuity of the human race. Therefore, sex is nothing to be ashamed of, but something to be revered, explored, understood, enjoyed, and correctly used for the purpose it was divinely instituted. Sex is neither dirty nor unholy. In fact, to the contrary, sex is clean and holy, and there should be no misconception about it. Sexuality is so important in our lives today that a whole range of business activities and industries are propped by it. Marketers, advertisers, designers, and many others use both direct and indirect appeal to our sexual desires and emotions to grab our attention in order to achieve their various aims and objectives. Many multi-million dollar businesses in the fashion, pharmaceutical, beauty, publishing, and entertainment sectors, both online and offline, are firmly rooted in sexual desire and its gratification. Unfortunately, inadequate knowledge, plus the undue hype on sexuality, lead many to indulge in sexual activities that are not only wasteful, but also self-destructive. This is aggravated by our overexposure to and constant bombardment with unlimited assortment of subtle sexual stimulation and auto-suggestions, which we unconsciously absorb from the print and electronic media, advertisements, films, and music, just to mention a few. The result is unending arousal, fantasy, and wasteful dissipation of sexual energy, a strand of creative potency. The desire for sex is not to be condemned or suppressed, but should be understood, appreciated, and lifted to its rightful place in the affairs of man. With a little thought, it should not be difficult for the discerning mind to see that the same sex force, which at its primal state, produces such intense orgasmic excitement and energy in both men and women, can, when transmuted, become. The fire in the general's eye, the melody in the singer's voice, the flow in the author's pen, the warmth in the teacher's voice, the sprint in the athlete's feet, the firmness in a handshake, the healing in the pastor's hands, the radiance on the master's face, the eloquence of the orator, the charisma of the statesman, the genius of the professor, the charm of a lover, the acumen of the businessman, the doggedness of the champion, the creativity of the artist, the equanimity of the adept,